This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here. Rob Sanders, our fabulous producer, I know he's going to do another super week for us, so we very much appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we have two guests who are active in the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group, the Susquehanna Valley, Central Susquehanna Valley chapter, that's sort of based out of Lewisburg, but hopefully has members throughout the region. And they both have a connection to Littleton, Colorado, and the Columbine shooting. So they're going to tell us a little bit more about that as well. We'll start with Erin Brown. She was living in Littleton, Colorado at the time and is now a resident of Lewisburg. So thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate
that. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. Thank you. And thanks for all your work on this. And Lauren Peck is here. She was a student in Littleton, Colorado, Columbine, at the time, but was not in the school at the time of the shooting, or was not in school that particular day, the day of the shooting. She, too, now a Lewisburg resident and active with the Moms Group. Welcome aboard.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having us.
I do appreciate you coming in. Let's begin with the end in mind, and that is that We Are Columbine is coming up on Wednesday, February 5th.
Correct.
So tell us about that showing of that particular documentary.
Mark, we're so excited. We're so honored to be able to show this documentary to our community. We're going to have the director, the filmmaker, and herself, a Columbine High School survivor, Laura Farber, is going to be at the campus theater with us on Wednesday night. And we celebrate, this is our event is part of the National Honoring of Gun Violence Survivors Week, which we celebrate in early February because by that time in the year in the United States, the U.S. has already had more gun deaths than our high-income peer nations have had in an entire year. So we want to honor and commemorate the experience of gun violence survivors. Like a month ago, Erin and I sat down, she called me up and she said, you know, there's a documentary, let's watch it together. We both, you know, we're friends, we have a connection to Littleton. So we sat on my couch in my living room and watched We Are Columbine, which is not a documentary about the Columbine shootings. It's about four students who are survivors, but it's about the long-lasting impact of gun violence trauma on their lives. So it is featuring them into their adulthood, into their partnerships and their relationships as they get older. Frank DeAngelis, the principal of Columbine, is featured in the film, and a first-year teacher. So Laura really takes us through their experience and their stories in the aftermath of the shooting. And Erin and I sat down, we watched it together. It's like an hour and 20-minute film. It took us about 5 hours to get through it we would pause and cry and talk. And it was a very powerful experience for us. And lo and behold, we reached out to Laura Farber and Lioness Productions, her production company, and she said she'd come out.
Well, she's a big advocate.
Absolutely, she is. And this has really been her labor of love that took years to create. You will see her wonderful skill as a storyteller and as a filmmaker. So really, the rest is history. She has been so generous to us. She's excited. So this really is a big, we're very proud of this event. We're so excited. The Community Zone out of Lewisburg, the Susquehanna Valley Ethical Society, and Susquehanna University's Center for Diversity and Inclusion have all partnered with us to put this on. So it's really been a community effort from across the valley. We're excited.
We Are Columbine?
Yes.
What do you think about showing this?
I think it's really important. And I think what makes this particular production most valuable is that it's done by a student, for students, and
it's about students.
It's about students.
Not
and
about gun violence, per se.
Right. I don't remember anything specifically even about guns being mentioned in the film at all. And It's important because she was 14 years old as a freshman when the shootings happened. And it's something that some people are able to talk about and some people had never talked about and not shared their story with anybody. And in sharing your story, like me personally, sometimes I can talk about it and I can be pretty matter of fact and all together. And sometimes I just start bawling. It just kind of, it's very random, and you never know exactly how that's going to come across. But in sharing stories, you find a lot of solace and comfort in that. And I know that it was very difficult for Laura to be able to get people to want to share stories because there was so much misinformation in the beginning and throughout of what happened at Columbine, and a huge level of mistrust with the media in general developed very quickly early on in the community.
Yeah, there's a skepticism that exists to this very day that never went away.
Right.
If Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is successful in the days and months and years ahead, in what way will gun laws be changed?
You know, I think the important thing to know about Moms Demand Action is that we are a nonpartisan organization. So we are looking to work with all individuals and lawmakers across the aisle on gun violence prevention. That is our focus. So common sense changes that protect the rights of responsible gun owners. We are a Second Amendment supporting group. So we want to protect that constitutional right, but work for meaningful change that is high impact, and that makes sense. And part of our work is what we're trying to do, you know, right here in early February, is to also provide spaces. You know, Aaron and I have talked about together the ripple effects of gun violence. No one is untouched when gun violence infiltrates a community in whatever way that happens. You know, I did not go to Columbine High School. It wasn't my high school. It was not my school district, but I just lived, you know, 12 minutes down the road and grew up in Littleton. But the effect on me as a young teenage girl watching that unfold was devastating, and it rocked my world, and I just sat there as a community member. It was confusing. It was terrifying. It brought up questions that none of us knew to ask because it was the first of its kind. But since Columbine, there's been at least 230 school shootings alone. So those are just shootings that have taken place on school campuses. That statistic does not include colleges and universities. And all of us feel the trauma of that and feel the impact of that.
Common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer. That's my phrase. I use it all the time. What's your answer to what might work?
I think a lot of the... a lot of what Be Smart does, the education, the parents making sure that their guns are secured and safe.
Which is totally unrelated to any laws for the most part.
Right. Common sense stuff.
Just don't leave them around.
Parental
have them locked up.
Slash homeowner action.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that kind of stuff.
Universal background checks?
You know, this is supposed to be talking about the survivor aspect of it. So there's lots of things on the other end that may help. I didn't think that 20 years later, I would have to watch this over and over and over again. I thought something would have been done. And I think there are lots of common sense things that could be done. But I tend to... I want to see more happen in schools specifically, like maybe have less kids in the classroom so the teachers can really know and understand everyone in their classroom, and lots of work with what's kind and how to work out things by playing at recess. And if you only have 5 minutes of recess, maybe you need a little more and you need to learn how to play better and nicer and kinder. And, you know, there's not any one answer to this, but I'm still just completely devastated that 20 years later this is still going on.
two women from Lewisburg are with us, both moms, can I say that? I don't know each of you super personally, but Lauren Peck and Aaron Brown are here. Lauren's the team leader of the local chapter, the local leader for the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Am I saying that right?
Correct.
Okay. And Aaron Brown is a local moms, a member of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group. In honor of National Gun Violence Survivor Week, the Moms group is sponsoring a screening of the documentary about a gun violence survivor experience, We Are Columbine, Wednesday, February 5th, 6:30 p.m. at the Campus Theater. The film's director, a gun violence survivor herself, Laura Farber, will be there and will talk to the group after the showing. If you're not going to be here at 7:40, we're going to continue our conversation and we're going to ask where they were that day, and both of whom will tell you through some whimsical, nuanced coincidence, I don't even know what to call it, they're with us today, so they weren't at the school that day. GunSenseForCSV@gmail.com is their email address, GunSenseForCSV@gmail. I used to say, well, that's ridiculously long. Nobody remember it, but guess what? I've said it so many times.
You know it.
Everybody knows it. And they're also on Facebook. Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America's Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter is available. We'll be back at 7:40. We'll hear their story then.
From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter, fabulous producer, doing a great job over there. We very much appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio, Lauren Peck is here. She was a student in Littleton, Colorado. At the time of the Columbine shooting, she lives in Lewisburg now and is a team leader with a local, a chapter leader, we'll call her, of the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group that is active locally. So thank you, Lauren. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark, for having us.
And Aaron Brown is here. She was a teacher on maternity leave at Columbine, right?
Yes.
Okay, when the shooting happened. She's now also living in Lewisburg and is active with the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group. They are two of the strongest organizers of the upcoming showing of We Are Columbine, and it is Wednesday, February 5th, 6:30 p.m. at the Campus Theater. The film's director will be there, so she's coming to Lewisburg, too. Laura Farber will be here. A gun violence survivor herself is going to be present, so we're talking about this and making sure that everybody knows in advance about this, and actually, we're going to do a little reminder, quickie interview as the date approaches to just make sure it's top of the mind for folks. But, Lauren, okay, so what happened? You are Littleton's a big region, so not everybody in Littleton is a student at Columbine, and
correct.
You were not.
No.
You were a middle school student then.
Yeah, I was in middle school in 1999, to the best of my memory, although my mom might have a different recollection of the exact way the events unfold. But no, I was just homesick from school that day. My mom was out of the house, I don't remember where, and she called and told me to turn on the TV, and I was doing a puzzle in front of our television, watching a very confusing news story unfold. Nobody knew what was happening. Nobody had any answers. I just saw when I turned it on, I mean, gosh, it was morning. It was, what, 10-something? It was just, there were just storms of students fleeing with their hands on their heads. I just remember that night, I mean, just sobbing, just absolutely sobbing. I had no idea this could happen. I had no idea that teenagers could inflict that kind of pain, could make that kind of choice. I just had no concept previously of that type of an event. And going into school, I asked my mom, I said, how are you able to put us on the bus the next day? Like how, because as a parent now, and I'm a teacher, I mean, I cannot imagine how you can continue on with the day-to-day rhythms. And, you know, my mom has said, I never thought it would be real again. I never thought that could happen again. It just
Well, we've had hundreds of school shootings since then, so it continues to happen.
It absolutely does continue to happen, and it's a unique problem in our country. Other high-income developed nations do not have the kinds of school shootings, the mass shootings, or even just the individual gun deaths that we have annually. 100 Americans die every day from gun violence.
Erin, you are an art teacher at Columbine, home on maternity leave, and you find out about this is happening too.
Yes, we had actually, my daughter was 4 weeks old, and we had originally planned to go visit the school and introduce her to my colleagues in the art department that day. And that was the plan in the morning. As so often happens with an infant, stuff happens. And we were delayed, and we ended up going to the mall first. And the intent was then to maybe stop by later to the school. And my husband had heard the first plan, and we weren't carrying cell phones all the time. And so for 3 hours, he didn't know where I was, and I didn't know it was happening. So it was delayed by the time I found out it was happening. But it was still on TV as if it was, there were still students in the building by the time I found out about it. And I think one thing that's hard for people who weren't in Colorado to realize was that the shootings happened.
Let me stop you. Mrs. Brown, the art teachers, your students are still in the building, not just any students.
Yes. So my students were in the building, and my friends were in the building. And the shootings happened in the morning, and for hours there were still students trapped in the building, teachers trapped in the building. It was new. This was the first one of these things, and somebody made the call not to go in. So I'm watching on TV all of the first responders standing around outside when my students and my friends were in the building. And I think that's part of the ripples of what survivor is. It's the person who shot, it's the person next to the person who shot, it's the person in the room, the person in the building. But there was a teacher who was at lunch, or you know, during her break, she went home to feed the dogs. So she wasn't in the building any more than I was not in the building. But you know, what that definition of survivor is very rippled. And there's the immediate, and then there's all the ripples. And the one time my dad canceled his classes as a college professor was that day. And he wasn't sick, and he had like 400 sick days when he retired. But you know, so when the news media says students and families, they're better now, but they didn't say teachers, they didn't say staff members, they didn't say the poor guy that was on the roof to repair the darkroom fan and everybody thought he was a part of the plot of shooters. That guy was a survivor too. And so I think the most important thing to me about what to take from this film and just to point out to people is that it's so deep and wide, the effect of gun violence, whether it's a school shooting or a suicide or anything in between. You know, the ripple effects are gigantic, and that's one school shooting, and it's been going on for 20 years.
Well, we have beefed up security at school, and police have trained, and they know what to do. Police are much better at responding. They know to attack and to go in, which the police at that time weren't really trained to do that and didn't quite do that. You can buy a bulletproof backpack now for your student. Have we done enough yet?
Well, the kids don't carry their backpack around enough that it...
All the time.
No.
Okay.
That's,
well, and I think part of, you know, we want to get away from a culture of child ownership of protecting themselves in the event of gun violence. We're adults, and I think, you know, as any teacher now can tell you, that's one of the most anxiety-driven parts of our job anymore. I know our students feel it all the time, but you know, we want adults to be able to not necessarily in a physical sense, but in peaceful ways with our laws, with promoting gun safety and responsible gun ownership. It's an adult's job to do that. Children should not be responsible to protect themselves from gun violence.
What should we do?
Oh, what should we do, Mark? Come to We Are Columbine.
Come to the movie. All right.
Absolutely.
I promise I will. And
yeah. I mean, you know, Moms Demand Action, we are all volunteer group. Nobody is paid to do this work. We are people who believe in seeking common ground across all political affiliations, lines of faith belief, and to come together for common ground to prevent gun violence. We believe that it's possible. We believe that we can make a difference by pursuing things again, that protect the rights of responsible gun owners. You know, Pennsylvania, we are currently working to promote extreme risk protection orders. We have bipartisan support to get that law passed, and currently working on that. You know, 2020 election season is coming. It's very important that people pay attention to the stances that our elected officials take on gun violence and how they choose to vote. And that we have conversations with them. And you may not agree on all, you know, party lines of the people that are voted into office, but we can seek our common ground together and make some changes.
No one wants this to keep going. I mean, I've never talked to anyone who says, oh, yeah, no big deal,
this
all these school
happens.
Shootings. It's just whatever. You know, so right there, we've got common ground. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
That we're still talking about it in this manner. And, you know, when I sat there sobbing on my couch, holding my baby so tight, I never imagined that this would ever happen again to anybody else. Nobody else should have to know this. And that sinking feeling that I get every time somebody new joins this club that nobody wants to be in, it's horrible. And it throws you right back there. And, you know, sharing stories help, and they help in the healing and being able to talk about it. And I think that that's one of the best things about this film, and has helped me, as it doesn't define me, but it's always a part of me, and who I am and how I think about things and what I fight for, where I volunteer my time, you know, all of that stuff. And Moms has given me a place to put all that angst that I didn't have when it first happened. You know, everyone was floundering.
Central Susquehanna Valley Chapter of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America sponsoring a screening of We Are Columbine. It is Wednesday, February 5th, 6:30 p.m. at the Campus Theater. A conversation with the film's director, our gun violence survivor, Lauren Farber, will follow. More information at gunsenseforcsv@gmail.com and on Facebook. Anything to add to our conversation? I'll give you both the last word, so to speak.
We're just so excited to have people come and join us and learn. The focus of our event is really on just elevating survivor stories, listening to one another, having conversation. This is not a policy-driven event. We have no plans to discuss gun violence policy, school safety, any of those things. We really just want to listen and learn from these stories. Powerful and life-changing, so please come.
Erin?
I would definitely agree with all of that. I think I share a lot in common with Laura, besides the fact that we were both Columbine members, but she has found a way to tell her story through her art of filmmaking. And I know for me, you know, I said we were all floundering at the time. The students that I worked with and the staff in the art department and artists ourselves, my work became extremely narrative, and working in the arts gave us a way to express ourselves where words failed.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you both so much for coming in. I would like to continue this conversation at a later date. We'll put you, if you're interested, we'll issue an invite to come on our On the Mark show, too. And then folks can ask their own questions, call in and ask you good questions. So please look for that in the future. Lauren Peck, a team leader with the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America chapter locally, and Aaron Brown, one of the local Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America group. Again, Wednesday, February 5th, 6:30 p.m. at Campus Theater.